listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Save her, let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when to turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I feel so blessed that all of you have joined us for this conversation today, because our guest today is one of my very favorite friends in the whole wide world, because God has used him to make a beyond beautiful difference in my life and the lives of my family members, and even in this podcast. Oh, when we were first moving from native radio to a worldwide platform, we were struggling financially, praying and struggling. And Pastor Quincy Goodstar, and Quincy Goodstar Ministries and Grace City Church gave us a donation out of their generous good hearts. And that donation kept us on the air until the next month, when we received a wonderful grant. And from then on, the awards, the accolades, all the platforms, every good thing that's happened that God has given us, all was made possible by the kindness and generosity that Pastor Quincy Goodstar showed this podcast at that time. Isn't that amazing? And now this podcast will be 20 in 2025. And all of that is a blessing of the Lord. And it just shows you the kind of heart that Pastor Quincy Goodstar has, the kind of gracious generosity he has, the goodness of his message, that grace is the gospel. So I feel honored and blessed and thankful and grateful to welcome you today, Pastor Goodstar.
Wow, praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be on today. So thank you. Thank you for the gracious invite.
Oh, thank you for saying yes. There's a word we keep using, and it's the word grace. And somehow I feel like it means more than when we just sit down to eat and say a few words at the table. What does grace mean?
Well, you know, there are many people today who are trying to redefine grace.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord, he calls the gospel of grace and the gospel of peace.
Mm.
And Jesus himself is grace. Grace is undeserved favor. And the Lord, he says, we have all received from Jesus of his fullness. He says, grace upon grace. And so the fullness of Jesus is undeserved favor upon undeserved favor. Grace is the gospel. So grace is everything. Grace is a person. Grace is Jesus. Jesus is grace incarnate. And from that foundation, every victory flows effortlessly. You know, Hebrews says that it's good that the heart be established in grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting because he doesn't say faith, he doesn't say obedience, because the Holy Spirit goes straight to the root.
Mm.
And he knows that faith is a fruit of your heart being established in grace, and obedience is a fruit of your heart being established in undeserved favor.
Wow. Well, this is very exciting news, right? So why aren't we hearing more of this?
I know, right? You would think. You know, I was at this conference. I was preaching at this conference, and I had quoted Romans 6:14,
mm-hmm.
which says, "Sin shall not have dominion over you, mm-hmm. because you're not under law, but under grace." And I said, "You would think that from that one verse, that every believer, every minister would want to know what it means to be under grace, because then sins would have no dominion." And I didn't notice until the video later, but somebody yelled out from the congregation, the audience there, "No kidding." So yeah, you would think. So you would think that everybody would want to know what it means to be under undeserved favor. Mm-hmm. So faith would flow, obedience will be there unconsciously, which is natural. Now it's truly who you are. You would think.
Yeah. You would hope.
Right.
I mean, wow. Okay, that's fine. Okay, I guess we have a choice. I mean, we can be free or we could return to a yoke of bondage. But there's some people in the middle. And there's a word that I've heard you use, and I think it's really important. Mixture. What does that mean when we're talking about the gospel of grace?
Yes, mixing covenants.
I see.
Mixing old and new covenants,
mm-hmm.
which is very dangerous, you know, because they're polar opposites. You know, the law, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, is a system based on performance,
mm-hmm.
and earning and self-effort, and which the new covenant, you know, I guess that, let me back up and say this first. You know, what's interesting, too, about the old covenant is unless you're Jewish, it wouldn't even let you in.
Oh, wow.
And so today we have Gentile believers trying to be in a covenant that would never even let them in. Because
that,
it's interesting...
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. If we would all take like a step back a second, just take a look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old covenant has not been grafted into the new.
Oh.
You know, we see scriptures in Romans 8 that says now the law has been made obsolete. We see scriptures like what Paul wrote, "Now you have been delivered from the law," in Romans. We see scriptures like, if righteousness comes by the law, if you can be righteous by your obedience, in other words, Christ died for nothing.
Mm.
And we see scriptures like this,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost like we don't see them.
Right.
You know, and you know, the law, so the law hasn't been grafted into the new covenant, but the covenant of Abraham has.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we are called seeds of Abraham, children mm-hmm. of Abraham, which is righteousness by believing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when some, and of course, the new covenant, which is all undeserved favor, all based on the work of another. Which is another thing that's interesting is the new covenant isn't even cut with mankind. It was cut with Jesus, God the Son,
mm-hmm.
and God the Father.
Mm, praise God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Two immutable forces.
Yes.
That are never, and which Hebrews says, calls that are never going to break this covenant, and we are the beneficiary of that. That Jesus earned it all, and he shares all of these blessings which are in him, all these promises that are yes
mm-hmm.
and amen. Under the old covenant, it wasn't a yes and amen.
Right.
You know, everything was if, you know, if you, mm-hmm. you know, there was no promises.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, you do this, I'll bless you. If not, curses will come. Under the new covenant, is based on promises, better promises.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah. And, but when somebody mixes the two,
mm-hmm.
both lose their power.
Oh.
You know, the law mm-hmm. no longer is the law because there's grace in it,
mm-hmm.
Which the law then loses its power of the purpose God gave that to bring us to the end of ourselves, that we can't do this, we can't be obedient in a perfect way, that we need a Savior. It loses that power. And then the new covenant, undeserved favor, it's no longer undeserved
mm-hmm.
because now there's law in it. And
yeah.
so it loses the power to show man how much he is loved. And therefore, faith can't flow because faith works by love.
Yeah.
And we love because Jesus first loved us. So now we even lose the ability and the power to love because we cannot even see his love correctly.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Because the law could never show his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus has to come and show us God's heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so mixture is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Very dangerous because it's neither. Because a lot of people misunderstand and, you know, when they hear of... And yes, granted, there's some people out there giving grace a bad name, but
yes. mm-hmm.
but there's people out there giving the law a bad name, too.
That's right.
That's right. so, but when and so when people misunderstand and they, you know, this kind of preaching and teaching, which is the gospel, they think, okay, well, we're just throwing, we're against the law, you know, and,
mm.
and that's actually not true.
Mm-mm.
You know, the Lord, he says the law is holy, just, and good, but it cannot make us holy, just, or good.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so the law is we're all for the law for the purpose the law was given,
mm-hmm.
and that was to, that the whole world would become guilty. And say, hey, we need a Savior. We cannot do this. And so, because, you know, we, you know, there's a term out there called antinomianism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's someone who just gets rid of the law entirely.
Mm.
When we, I'll just say it, I preach, I think, more out of the Old Testament than
mm-hmm.
any other preacher that I know.
Oh, wow.
But it's bringing Christ out of the shadows
mm.
and the pictures and the types. And that's the way Jesus and Paul taught the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
is bringing Jesus out of the types, the shadows, the
mm-hmm.
pictures, that he's the real substance
mm.
of all the Old Testament laws. And so...
Well, there's so much goodness in what you're saying. Let's talk about Jesus, could we? Because I feel like Jesus has had a PR problem. You know, really, Jesus has had a PR problem for many years. And I think a lot of people really don't know our wonderful Savior. They know what somebody said about him, or maybe... enforced into their lives, right? The boarding school generation, the, you know, I don't know. I mean, but I feel like if people met Jesus, wonderful, sweet, good Jesus, oh, the grace of the gospel would fill their lives. So who is Jesus? I know we have him presented on Christmas cards and passion plays and fire and brimstone sermons and colonialism, but who is Jesus?
Hmm. Oh, my. You know, what I'm about to say might sound strange at first, but But you know, the way the Lord wants us to come to Him, come to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Because Jesus is 100% God and 100% man.
Amen.
Not half God, half man, but 100% both. And His desire for us, first let me say the scripture. Jesus said that He came, He said, born under the law, He says, to redeem those under the law, that they might receive adoption as sons.
Mm.
And so, under the law, they were never children of God.
Oh.
You know, they were never family, you can say. Mm. That's why the Jewish people were so mad at Jesus during that time, because He would call God His Father, and they never heard of such a thing,
mm-hmm.
and called it blasphemy. But He came to make a family.
Mm.
And so the Lord, so what I'm about to say is this, is so the Lord doesn't desire for us to come to Him like a human approaches a God.
Oh.
He desires us to come to Him like a child comes to their father.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say, who is Jesus? The first thing that popped in my mind was my elder brother.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the kind of brother that He actually says He knows everything about you, about me, things we don't want to tell our best friends. And He says, I'm not ashamed
mm-hmm.
to call you little brother, mm-hmm. little sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this type of elder brother that is there to take on the bullies for you.
Yes, yes.
After school. That's always for you.
Mm-hmm.
Never against you. And He proved that by laying His life down. And it's so, you know, it's interesting because in the scriptures, everywhere Jesus goes, there's a crowd.
Yes.
And not just a crowd, but the kind of crowd is, it says there's sinners,
mm-hmm.
Prostitutes,
mm-hmm.
pimps,
mm-hmm.
And they're all attracted to Jesus.
Wow.
They don't feel condemned by Jesus, obviously.
Mm.
They don't feel judged, and they know that, hey, this guy, he genuinely cares for us, and
mm-hmm.
he can help.
Mm.
And it's interesting, only the people who think they have it together
yeah.
don't like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're absolutely right. You know, the enemy has done a good frame job on the how people see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the Lord says that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, He says that, He says the enemy, He says, blinds the minds
wow.
of those who are perishing. He says, mm. lest they see and believe the glorious light of our gospel, of our good news.
Mm.
And so, if Jesus wasn't so lovely, if He wasn't so beautiful, so
yeah.
so for us, so attractive, somebody that we want in our life, somebody we want to be like that could help us, it's like, why would the enemy, if He's not all that, why blind the minds?
Right. Right.
But it's because He is
mm-hmm.
all that and more
mm-hmm.
that the enemy tries to paint a different picture of Jesus as being demanding.
Mm.
And when Jesus is not demanding, He's supplying all
mm.
the time.
Mm.
And you know, Jesus isn't, and this might sound strange at first, but Jesus is not an example. He is our supply. And
oh, wow.
He never said He's our example. Because if you try to be, compare it, if you put yourself next to Jesus, you will feel
yeah.
more than less than, you know. He,
mm-hmm.
he is perfection.
Mm-hmm.
And But he never said he's our example. He said, I'm your supply. Mm. I'm your righteousness. I'm your holiness. I'm your redemption.
Amen.
And it's interesting because there's also a scripture, another thing that had, I believe that the enemy has blinded the minds to. He says not to compare ourselves with each other. He said, right?
Right.
He says, if you compare yourself amongst yourselves, he says, you're not wise.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we have been comparing ourselves to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That we have to be like him. We, mm-hmm. When the truth is, when you received Jesus, now who he is who you are.
Yeah.
Because you're in him.
Mm. As he is.
And so, yes. Yes.
Wow. That's a powerful revelation.
It is. And so Christians have been trying to be something that they already are.
Mm-hmm.
So hence the frustration.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hence all the defeat, it's because it's interesting, in our churches today, there's not a lack of preaching of do right or do mm-hmm. better. But
right.
yet that doesn't give the people the power to do right.
Mm.
Or to do better.
Mm-hmm.
That type of teaching we can get from the world.
Sure, right, self-help.
Oh, yeah, which is no help.
Right.
And so, but to hear who you are,
mm-hmm.
because belief is everything, and who you believe you are in your heart is what you'll end up acting out.
Mm.
With the heart, one believes unto righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Not does unto righteousness, believes unto righteousness.
Oh,
and
wow.
When somebody believes this truth, mm-hmm. then they end up doing good things, righteous things,
mm-hmm.
because now that is truly who they are, not who they're trying to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially these days, with what's going on, especially in our country, with people not even knowing who they are. They're our young people are trying to search for who they are, making up their own pronouns and saying they're this, saying they're that. And the church ought to have something better to offer
mm-hmm.
than just, don't do that. Don't be this. Don't. And I actually preached a message called Something Better Than Don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I touched on those things mm-hmm. about how, because Jesus is our wisdom,
mm-hmm.
that the church has every answer for all the world's problems
mm-hmm.
because Jesus is our wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so when our young people who are searching for identity, they learn who Jesus is now who they are in him as a gift, nothing to earn, everything to freely receive. And it's like, hey, you can be righteous right now. You can boldly come to the throne of grace.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a Father who'll never leave you, never forsake you, and love you unconditionally, and on top of that, give you gifts of the Spirit, and cause you to bear the fruit of the Spirit, and on top of that, always provide for your every need and heal your every disease. It's like, hold on a second, I want to be that.
Yes.
Forget all this stuff.
Right.
I'll take that.
That's wonderful. But yet, there's going to be, probably in a lot of cases, somebody who just sort of runs out and says, wait, be careful with that. That sounds too good to be true. What do you think about the too good to be true gospel?
It is.
Mm.
But what's interesting is, I believe it's the Latin. In the Latin, it's actually, the gospel is better translated as too good to be true news.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Not just good news. It's too good to be true news.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe, you know, the devil never believed that the Lord would be this good, that he would give righteousness as a gift, that he would promise, I remember your sins no more. But to me, it makes, if we take a look, you know, and at the Bible and ask ourselves, okay, so if our child, our children, our grandchildren, our mother, whoever it was that we loved, was in danger of hellfire, wouldn't you make it as easy as possible for them to avoid it?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And that's what Jesus has done for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And yes, and it's he, the Jesus of the scriptures, you know, really does a lot, throws a lot of traditional Christianity for a loop. Their theology, like the thief on the cross, he never said the sinner's prayer. He didn't even say forgive me. He just said remember me. You know, but Jesus said, okay, I count that as forgiveness. I count that as you asking for forgiveness, you're in. Very easy.
Yes.
And, yeah, imagine what it was like for him when he opened his eyes and he was in heaven, you know?
What a difference a day makes, you know?
Right. He's like, I just said, remember me. Like,
wow.
Right. I'm sure he was brought to tears by the goodness of Jesus. Jesus is better than what we think he is, that's for sure.
I'm so thankful you said that. I really feel like so many people need to hear that, because the popular message is that it's hard. God is hard to get along with, right? You can get saved by grace. Just the old sinner saved by grace, and then you get saved, and then but you got to take it from here and behave in certain ways. And so this is so wonderful. It's so beautiful. And I feel like right now, you know, there's someone listening under the sound of our voice who wants in. And so before we go to commercial, could you help them get in?
Oh, yes. And if you're listening and you want to go with Jesus, just repeat after me, Father God in Jesus' name.
Father God in Jesus' name.
Forgive me of every sin.
Forgive me of every sin.
And fill me with your spirit.
And fill me with your spirit.
And teach me.
And teach me.
To rest in you.
To rest
in your
you.
Promises.
In your promises.
In your love for me.
In your love for
in
me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, how wonderful.
It is. And I tell you what, I felt that.
Me too.
And I know that the listeners did as well. And what that was you became brand new, praying that prayer, righteous as a gift, all by faith.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I'm glad we didn't wait to the end of the show for that.
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful. We'll be back in just a moment. We got to pay a few bills with these commercials. And then when we come back, thank the Lord Jesus that Pastor Quincy Goodstar will still be with us. We'll be right back.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage. Scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come, another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see.
D-E-P-R.
Mental illness doesn't show up on a scale.
Bipolar?
Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment.
Anxiety. I thought so.
If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
Meet Norm. He lives with anxiety, but with the help of this latest innovation from Be Normal, he can be normal, just like everyone else. With the swipe of a finger, you can project happiness, confidence, machismo. Why settle for being real when you can be normal? The Normal Maker. New from Be Normal.
This item doesn't really work because there's no such thing as normal. We're all different. What we like, how our brains work. In fact, 1 in 5 of us live with mental illness. Don't filter who you are. Start by talking to someone you trust. And remember, there is no normal.
We are strong and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
What do you think you're doing, Kevin?
I was just going to drive home.
There are several warning signs present that you shouldn't be driving.
Like hearing voices?
Like your text to emoji ratio?
Oh, man, the selfies.
Selfie nailed it.
We all have warning signs that let us know that we're probably not okay to drive. Mine is pretending to be your subconscious.
Craig, come on, man, let's put a ride home.
I feel so thankful and so grateful that our guest is with us today, and I pray that he'll always be blessed for being so kind to me, to my family, and to all of us who are part of this conversation on this podcast. Would you please introduce yourself to our friends who are listening?
How metaki api chantelo waste nape chuzi apilo quincy wichakpi waste machiab. What I said was, hello, my relatives, I greet you with a glad heart, a warm handshake, and my name is Quincy Goodstar. That's actually the way our traditional Lakota introduction, and actually for me to introduce myself in any other way would be like an insult to you. And so, but yes, that's who I am. I'm a local pastor. What else would you like to know?
I would love to know how folks can become partners with your ministry or watch the television broadcast or even join Grace City, because now that these folks have accepted Jesus Christ listening to us and praying with you, I would love to connect folks with your ministry.
Oh, yeah. Well, I pastor, as of this past September, my church, Grace City International, we went totally digital online.
Awesome.
And so if anyone wants to be a part of that, they can go to gracecityinternational.online and become a member and follow us from there. And I also have another ministry called Quincy Goodstar Ministries, which is its own separate entity. Mm-hmm. And we can be seen on the Alpha Omega Network twice a week. You can go to QuincyGoodstar.com, follow us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, and get connected with us. And we'd love to be a help in any way that we can.
Marvelous. That's wonderful. Well, Grace is the gospel, and I feel excited to hear more about what you want to share about Grace, but I want to respectfully ask you for a favor, please. My birthday is coming up in a few days, And I would be so blessed and honored if you would pray for me and this new year that's coming up for my life, Mother's Day and my birthday. And I would really love it if you would pray for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now?
Yes, right now.
Okay. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my sister Dawn to you. And Father, thank you that Dawn is your daughter. And Father, just because she's yours, thank you that you are leading her, guiding her, protecting her, blessing her, her son, her family, Father, her ministry, her podcast. And Father, go beyond what she ever thought, asked for, or even imagined in Jesus' name. Let this year be the best year of her life yet in Jesus' name. Thank you for giving her the desires of her heart and giving her a special birthday gift from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying for me. I feel very honored. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my honor there.
Well, I always feel so encouraged by your sense of humor, the fact that you are enjoying your relationship with Jesus, that you always, you know, you're laughing, you're enjoying life, you're walking with Jesus in a way that we don't always see. You know, I talk to people who think that walking with Jesus should be boring or drudgery. You know, it should just be, if you're happy, you should just be miserable for Jesus, sort of. You know, you're not working, you got to work hard for Jesus, you know, and all of that. And so, what do we do, right? We talked about covenants that were transactional, if, then, right? And now, here's Jesus. Jesus has done it. Grace is the gospel.
Mm.
And so, how do we live now? We don't necessarily have a whole set of rules. We don't necessarily have a lot of regulations or tasks or burdens or whatever. What do we do in the gospel of grace?
You know, there's an interesting verse that Jesus, he said that, well, it's actually Paul. Paul, he said that he lives by the faith of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. He didn't say faith in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He says the faith of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, it's Jesus's faith we live by. Mm-hmm. I mean, we live by his life, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds strange because for a long time, you know, we have been taught that we say Jesus is our all in all,
mm-hmm.
but yet when it comes to faith, that's when we say, okay, that's our part, you know?
Yeah, right.
But yet the Lord says that, one, faith is a gift, and he says also that it's a fruit of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so and he said that he's given every man a measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what I'm getting at again is believing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus, he said, you believe enough.
Mm.
And yes, faith can be increased, but he said if you have faith like a mustard seed, he said, you're already a mountain mover. And the way Jesus defined, interpreted the mustard seed, he said, the mustard seed is the least of all seeds. That's what Jesus said.
Wow.
And so if you have the least of all faith, Jesus, he says, that's good enough. And it's amazing when you teach this way,
uh-huh.
when you tell people, hey, you can doubt and still receive, all
yes.
of a sudden they have faith to believe.
Uh-huh. I love it.
Yeah. But it just shows again how good Jesus is
yeah.
because Jesus, he always comes down to our level.
Oh, wow.
You know, he doesn't say to the woman who touched his clothes and she was healed, you know, he didn't say, hey, who told you that? Who told you it was, don't you know it's me, it's not my clothes?
Oh, wow.
But he said, you know, okay, well, if you believe that it's you can touch my clothes and be healed. Okay, you're healed. Another guy, he says, hey, will you come to my house and lay hands on my son? Mm-hmm. And Jesus says, sure, I'll do that. And then another guy, centurion, says, hey, you don't even need to come to my house. Mm-hmm. Jesus says, okay. And so Jesus, he always comes down to our level. But there's an interesting verse. Jesus was asked the same question. They said, what must we do to work the works of God? That's what he said. That's what he was asked.
Right.
And Jesus' answer, he said, this is the work of God. He said, that you believe on him who he sent. And so again, believing is everything. And what's interesting is, yeah, you know, we produce good works in the new covenant. However, you know, not for our blessings. It's because we are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are working from the foundation of everything is finished end up doing more than those who are actually working for their blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Paul said. He said, I outlabored them all. He said, yet not I, but the grace of God in me.
Mm.
And so actually believing, you know, that the work is finished produces a very productive life.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you're not worn out, burnt out. And now the Lord puts it, he calls it labor of love.
Oh.
And when somebody really loves what they're doing, you can really say it's not work at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what James meant by when he said, faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
All James was saying was, if you believe, hey, all of your deeds will just be there. They go hand in hand. But the focus isn't the working. The focus is Jesus. And then all of your deeds are just there as a side effect of believing correctly.
Ah, that's beautiful. And then God gets all the glory.
That's right. Because he does all the work.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's wonderful. That really is. Okay, what's the answer to folks who hear this? Or you say, you know, the gospel of grace, oh, it's changed my life. And then someone will tell you, oh, yeah, just be careful about sin. Like somehow the gospel of grace is a license to sin. Like not that people needed a license, they were already sinning. But you know what I'm trying to say, that somehow, you know, that we're just all going to run wild. Or just, oh, well, just be careful, though, you know. Just be careful.
Yeah, you know, that what you just said is that is man's logic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what Jesus said is he said, when someone has been forgiven much, they'll end up loving much.
Yes.
But our problem, I think, in Christianity many a time is only a partial forgiveness is being preached.
Right.
And therefore, no wonder why people have a problem loving the Lord, because they only think they're partially forgiven. Or they're partially responsible to maintain their salvation. So if that's true, then they can give themselves a partial pat on the back. And so when it's all Jesus.
Yeah.
And when you fall in love with Jesus, oh, man, you fall out of love with anything that comes between you and Jesus. And so giving things up no longer becomes an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you see how good Jesus is, you don't want anything else.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. You know, so it's interesting that, and there's an interesting verse in 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 50, verse 56.
Okay.
That actually says, the strength of sin is the law.
Yeah.
And so you don't hear that one preached often.
Mm-mm.
And Paul talked about it in Romans 7, that the harder he tried, the harder he failed.
Mm-hmm.
And so the answer isn't in our trying, it's in our trusting, Jesus. Because there's a difference between trying and trusting. And rather than trying to do better, we trust Jesus that he is keeping us. And then we end up becoming and doing better as a side effect of believing Jesus is the one doing all the keeping.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and, you know, like the verse says, as a person thinks in their heart,
mm-hmm.
so is he. Mm-hmm. So if a person that they're trying to do better, no wonder why they have good attempts and failures, ups and downs. But when somebody believes the truth that, hey, I am righteous as a gift, I'm not trying to be,
mm-hmm.
then they end up living it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and you're talking to a person who, I've been to state prison and federal prison.
Mm.
I used to be addicted to drugs, alcohol, cigarettes. And I was always high. I went through drug and alcohol treatment 6 times.
Oh.
Outpatient once, for so 7 times, and none of it worked. And on Memorial Day this month, I will be 18 years completely sober.
Praise God.
Yeah, that's a real solid 18, not a slip, not a puff, and Jesus has kept me. And so believing this way has kept me and has caused me to truly fall in love with Jesus. Today I can say, I love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so it's not trying and effort, you know, that sets somebody free.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice this, everybody's testimony is always the same. You know, they always say, I tried everything. I did this, I did that. And finally, I just gave up. And then they said, then here comes the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That is the testimony. That's everybody's testimony.
Yeah.
Because it's all Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. There's another verse that says, as you have received Christ, he says, so walk in him.
Mm.
And so nobody deserved Jesus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No one earned Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so walk in him.
Oh, that reminds me of something my granddaddy used to say. He used to say, I don't have any problems if I have the right friends. And I think
Amen
about
to that.
Yeah, right. And I think about Jesus. You know, I mean, how wonderful is it to have a friend that sticks closer than a brother? And He is our elder brother, and so we, oh, how wonderful. This is good news. I love this news, and I'm so thankful that you're sharing it so freely with folks. And so often it seems like the recipe for a miracle is giving up, too. Like people, you know, like you just said, it's so amazing. Like that's really when something happens. Like, you know, most of my miracles happen.
Yeah.
I'm taking a nap. Like, I'm like, I have this problem, I have to figure this out. I take a nap, I get up, it's like, oh, you know, I'm out of the way. And so I love this wonderful, wonderful grace that God has given us. And yet I hear people say, don't frustrate the grace of God. What does that mean?
You know, the only way that grace is frustrated is by trying to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Paul said. He said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. He says, because if righteousness comes through the law, Christ died for nothing. And so when somebody tries to earn what could only be unearned, that is what he refers to as frustrating the grace of God. It's not that God is frustrated. It's like he is, but we just can't earn what's unearned. And the Holy Spirit, he's the Spirit of truth. And so he's not going to bear witness to a lie that you or me, we earned this.
Right.
And so it's like, it's almost like he has to hold off for a second until we try to put our deadly self-efforts down. Mm-hmm. It's like a drowning man.
Mm-hmm.
And they say you can't help him until he gives up.
Right.
And then when he gives up, okay, it's safe to help him.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect.
Right.
I'm wondering, too, you know, this is so lovely to have this conversation about grace and the goodness of God and the wonderful things that God is doing. If you were you just had one verse out of the entire Bible, I mean, I know it's all wonderful, it's all good, it's all great, but you only had time to share one verse that would show people the goodness of God. What's one of your favorites?
Oh, one of my favorites?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Well, what comes to my mind right off the top of my head is Romans 5:17.
Mm-hmm.
And that's by two things. We reign in life. He says, by receiving abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. He says, these two things cause believers to reign in life. Mm-hmm. And if we reign, then sin doesn't, depression doesn't, worry doesn't, sickness doesn't. And again, this is like one of those verses that you would think that every minister, every believer would want to know or preach on these two things every time we get together.
Yes.
Because these two things is what the scripture says causes every believer to reign.
Mm-hmm.
Abundance of grace, not just a little bit. Abundance, they said. and that actually in the Greek is in the present tense. That means it's happening right now.
Right
it's
now.
Constantly happening. It's where we live.
Mm.
That's where we live. Uh-huh. Where we move, we have our being, is him.
Uh-huh.
He says, abundance of grace. He says, and the gift of righteousness. Not reward, not achievement. He says, gift.
Uh-huh.
These two things.
Uh-huh.
We reign. And again, it shows how much we are loved.
Being loved makes so much difference. Being loved is transformational. Love never fails, right? And so,
yeah.
I want to hand you the mic right now. And I'd love it if you would just take a few minutes to talk to our friends who are listening about the love that Jesus has for them. Please.
Oh, you know, I actually have a message on the love of God, but I call it the hardest sermon to preach. Because no matter how eloquent a preacher may be, all of us, because God is love, he doesn't say he loves, he is love.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot, it's so hard to get across to someone how much we are loved by God himself, by Jesus himself. And he says that he laid down his life for us, that he loved you and me more than his own life.
Wow.
And so, and to fathom a being that is love. I think it is so hard for us as humans to wrap our mind around that, because when we think of love, I love apples,
mm-hmm.
but yet when you're done eating the apple, you throw it away.
Yeah, right.
You know, but he doesn't do that with us.
Mm-mm.
You know, in our Lakota language, our word for love is tehihila. And what that means in English, a better translation for that is, I'll suffer for you.
Mm.
And that's exactly what Jesus did for us.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of us paying for our own sins, for our own mistakes, he said, I'll suffer for you on your behalf.
Mm.
So you won't have to.
Mm.
I'll take it. And so, oh my, knowing that it should have been me,
mm-hmm.
but he did it for me, in spite of me, even before I even asked him. Oh mm-hmm. man, that makes me want to just continue to go with Jesus.
Yeah.
And then every victory stems from there. He says, perfect love casts out fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so the opposite of fear isn't faith. The opposite of fear is God's perfect love.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we know we're loved perfectly, man, fear goes out the window. You know, when we know how much we are loved by Jesus, all the questions go out the window. Like, does he really remember my sin no more?
Mm-hmm.
Does he really want the best for me? Is the work really finished? Is grace really the gospel?
Mm-hmm.
Is he really that good? All those questions go out the window
mm-hmm.
when you know how much Jesus loves you and me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. That is wonderful. Amen. Amen. Pastor Quincy Goodstar, please, once again, tell everyone how they can join Grace City or follow or watch or be part of this wonderful work that uplifts us all through grace.
Yes, please. Please join us at go to gracecityinternational.online, or you can go to quincygoodstar.com and follow us on Facebook. Go to the Quincy Goodstar Ministries page. You can find it from there. You can subscribe to us on YouTube as well. You can message through the website as well. I can be invited through the website. So if you wanted to invite me to your church, hey, I'll be happy to come.
Mm.
And so, but yeah, you can find us there. And yeah, if you follow and subscribe to us, you will go to heaven as well. I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Grace is the gospel.
That's right.
That's wonderful. Oh, how yeah. great. Oh, we have enjoyed this so thoroughly. We're having homemade strawberry lemonade in your honor. It's one of my favorites. Nobody makes
yeah.
lemonade like Southerners, right? And
awesome.
We are absolutely loving every minute of this conversation, and we thank you so much for taking the time to have it with us and to fill our friends who listen with hope and the love of God and the grace of the gospel. Thank you so much. I am already excited for the next time you'll be able to join us. And again, I feel honored and blessed, and I hope and pray that you'll always be blessed in everything that your hand finds to do, simply because you've been a blessing to so many of us. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you again for having me on. It's my blessed privilege. Thank you.
We love all of you who listen. We're so thankful for you. We appreciate you so much, the ones of you who encourage us and share in all of this journey and these conversations. We are so grateful to you, and we're grateful for you. And I can't wait until we're all together next time.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgets.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.